many people think we'll take the oath of office on January 20th because that's the most likely outcome of where we stand. Joe Biden injured playing with his dog Major, a German Shepherd, on Saturday. They say out of an abundance of caution, he needed to see an orthopedist. Then later, NBC News reporting, let's see here, Nora O'Donnell reporting that he was injured in a fall. Maybe the dog knocked him down, but what world are we living in which Joe Biden seeing an orthopedist because the 78-year-old politician was injured playing with his dog? How frail is this guy? How frail is this guy? A guy who didn't leave his basement, didn't campaign. And people would believe, have you believe that somehow he got 80 million votes? Come on, man. Come on. I think we know better than that. And Donald Trump on Maria's program yesterday saying what you're thinking and what I'm thinking, there's no way on God's green earth that happened. Not at all. Let's go to bite six with the president, talking about Joe Biden and his 80 million votes. Bite number six, go.
But you have people that get it, but people are afraid to speak out. So it is the power of the media. There's no question about it. But with all that power, we won the race. This was corruption because we got far more votes than him. We got 74 million votes. He did not get anywhere near 80. And that's 74 before they throw away, you know, they threw away ballots. They threw away many Trump ballots. That's the easiest way they could cheat. But we got 74 million votes. He didn't get anywhere close to 80 million votes.
Anywhere near to 80 million votes. I happen to agree with that. So many anomalies would have to occur simultaneously for you to believe that Joe Biden got 80 million votes and that Donald Trump didn't win the election. You'd have to believe that for the first time in 132 years, a guy running for re-election got more votes and didn't win. Got more votes running for re-election and did not win. That has not happened since 1888 when Grover Cleveland did not win. He came back 4 years later, though, and won. So there you have it. Then William McKinley became the president. So you look at all the anomalies and the dumps of votes in the middle of the night between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. that happened in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Four states where votes were just dumped with outrageous margins. 150,000 for Biden, 5,000 for Donald Trump. Things that were beyond the pale is what they were. Meanwhile, the president laid out his complaints about some of the lawsuits and all the efforts that are being made on his behalf. Six states, as I mentioned, have lawsuits. Some from the president's team, some from voters and citizens and others. Here's bite number seven with the president, again from Maria's program yesterday. Here's bite seven. Go.
We have affidavits. We have hundreds and hundreds of affidavits, like the people that you saw the other day in Pennsylvania. Willing to sign under penalty of perjury, you go to jail. Willing to sign, unlike Comey, who didn't go to jail for lying, by the way, and McCabe, who didn't go to jail for lying, which is an amazing thing to me. We might as well bring it up. But under perjury, you go to jail. We have hundreds, getting to be thousands. They're coming in all the time. And these are respected people. These are people that are putting their lives at risk. And they don't want to take the affidavits. Then they say we don't have proof. I wanted to file one suit, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, against, you know, and put everything in a one simple suit. And they say, sir, you don't have standing. I say, I don't have standing. You mean as president of the United States, I don't have standing. What kind of a court system is this?
What kind of a court system is it? Now, there have been victories along the way. The victory yesterday by Lynn Wood and the 10-day restraining order on all machines in Georgia, the Dominion voting machines. They can't be touched for 10 days as forensic evaluations are potentially ready to be conducted there. If you missed it in Pennsylvania on Friday night, a judge who tried to halt additional steps needed to certify the state's 2020 election results said the Pennsylvania legislature's expansion of mail-in voting was likely unconstitutional and illegal. Commonwealth Court Judge Patricia McCullough's November 25 order was blocked by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court while it considers the case filed by state Republicans led by Congressman Mike Kelly. The case is unrelated to one brought by Trump's team. But McCullough's opinion, posted Friday night, doesn't add anything to the GOP-brought case as a practical matter, but provides the judge's reasoning for having ordered the temporary delay, saying it's likely the plaintiffs will prevail because it's clear what was done here is unconstitutional. Act 77 in Pennsylvania was unconstitutional as well. These are all very critical matters because these are all items that could potentially end up in front of the United States Supreme Court if the president is given standing there. We'll see how this plays out, but these are all important developments. And so as the conversations play out and the media continues to pound you with President-elect Biden, he's not the president-elect until the Electoral College casts votes and makes it so. He can be the presumptive president-elect. He can be the man thought to be the next man to be president. He can be a lot of things. But as an accurate and factual matter, he is not the president-elect. He's not. The presumptive president-elect I can live with. Go with that. It's fine. But here's what I can tell you. Donald Trump is president until at least noon on January 20th, 2021. Until at least noon on the 20th of January, Donald Trump will remain as president of the United States. What happens with Joe Biden? We'll see as we sort it out in these different court cases. But Lynn Wood's victory in Georgia is important. Other victories in other places also important. As these cases wind their way through the courts, I have no place to be. I don't believe for a second that Donald Trump increased his voting by 19%, got 19% more votes than he got in 2016 and lost. Come on, man. I know Democrats aren't strong with math, but you're better than that, I think. 25 after on a Monday. We'll be right back.